You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We bring the fire, we bring the fire. Wobble, wobble. Yeah. Oh boy. We bring the fire that burn, the fire that burn, blazing up at night in your world. We bring the fire that burn, the fire that burn, make the one of that good at the end. Well, in a place of fire, and a bunch of spot fire, and there ain't no way we can't burn. We got the fire that burn, the fire that burn.
Bushmaster, blaze it up.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, 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 and another yes. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, March the 9th of 2026. I don't know what day number it is because I stopped tracking that stuff. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there. You know, over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, hanging out with our friends and colleagues at Radio Big because that's kind of what we do. Anyways, how have you been? How's the last 24 hours or so, or 48 hours or 72 hours been for you? Or should it be even considered less because if you're in daylight savings time, all of a sudden things have changed for you? So have you adjusted to the new time? Because, you know, we get to do that ever so frequently. So hopefully it's good for you. Hopefully it's not terrible. Hopefully, you know, you're moving and grooving with that old thing, because that's always important as we are talking. Anyways, if you're new here, let's talk real quick. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what we talk about and go through the whole things of, you know, of what is happening. Yeah, that's just kind of how the outcome occurs. And then, let's see, we talk about news and safety, safety in the news, and then we bring in some professional, we'll say professional broadcasters, and they start talking right away about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what they do, and then we come back in and go, okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that, and then kind of give you the whole slew of things to go over. Yeah, because that's just kind of how the show that we are. So if you want to interact with the show, it's an easy process in doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging are the options of the things that we get to talk about. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because that's kind of just what we do. What we do, what we do, what we do. So some good stuff there, no doubt about that. So cool stuff. Okay. So once you get there, audio, video, text messaging, callinradio.com if you want to interact with the show. I get a little prompt on the screen. It lets me know what exactly the hell is going on, and then I know exactly how to move forward. So all stuff to be resolved relatively easily in regards to that. So there you go. That's it. That's kind of what our show consists of. And then I give you some label of a main story during some portion of it, and then we kind of run. We go say, let's run, 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 let's run. So that's it. That is the whole kit and caboodle. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. We can kind of sit back, get ready, take off, and run down the plethora of things that we get to do. So let's do that, and then we'll move forward and conquer inside of everything that's going on inside of the world. So with that being said, let me bring my friends in from Feature Story News, and we'll get this whole thing started right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunsen in Mumbai. Iran has named Mujtaba Khamenei as its new supreme leader, replacing his father, Ali Khamenei, who was killed in the first wave of U.S. and Israeli strikes. The price of crude oil has surged above $110 a barrel as the Middle East conflict continues. President Donald Trump says it's a small price to pay for defeating Iran. He told reporters that prices will eventually come down, as he claims the U.S. is already winning the war.
This is an excursion. We figured oil prices would go up, which they will. They'll also come down. They'll come down very fast, and we will have gotten rid of a major cancer on the face of the earth.
Japan's Nikkei index fell 7% to a two-month low on Monday as a surge in oil prices fanned fears of inflation. South Korean shares slumped 8%, and the country's president called for authorities to cap domestic fuel prices for the first time in nearly 30 years. Stock markets in Hong Kong and mainland China also opened down. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Speaking at an emergency meeting, South Korean President Lee Jae-myung says the government should introduce a maximum price system on petroleum products. He added that South Korea should also look for sources of energy beyond supplies shipped via the Strait of Hormuz. This is a critical waterway for about a fifth of the world's oil and gas and has been severely disrupted because of the conflict in the Middle East. That move by President Lee is to try to contain a spike in prices after the conflict in the Middle East sent global crude prices sharply higher. Oil prices have jumped above $110 a barrel, the highest in years. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
India's parliament reconvenes on Monday for the second phase of its budget session, with the conflict in Iran set to dominate proceedings. The opposition has been accusing New Delhi of siding with the US and Israel after Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemned Iran's strikes in Gulf countries but stopped short of criticising Washington and Tel Aviv's attacks on Iranian targets. Ishan Garg has more from New Delhi.
India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is expected to address both houses of parliament on the situation in West Asia on Monday amid rising pressure on the Indian government to respond. The opposition parties say the government does not have a cohesive foreign policy to deal with the crisis in a crucial region. Millions of Indian nationals live and work in the Gulf, and disruptions around the Strait of Hormuz threaten energy supplies and trade routes critical to the Indian economy. New Delhi has also invested over $120 million in Iran's Chabahar port, a strategic gateway to Afghanistan and Central Asia, which experts say is now at risk amid the escalation in tensions. So far, the government has called for restraint on all sides and urged dialogue and diplomacy. But critics say the carefully worded stance amounts to strategic silence. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As we enter the second full week of the US and Israeli war on Iran, the Trump administration stands accused of failing to come up with a cogent explanation of what is going to happen in the country if and when the ruling clerical regime is toppled. President Trump says he himself must play a role selecting the country's next leader. But while he's not ruled out the possibility of that leader being a Shiite cleric, he has also told the Iranian people that now is the time for action if they want to seize control of their own fate. Borzu Daragai is international correspondent for The Independent, and he spent years covering Iran and talking to Iranians.
I think a lot of people are opposed to the regime. I think a huge number, definitely a majority. But are they willing to risk their lives to go out onto the streets for a war effort that is basically owned by other countries? Plus, you're talking about women, students, liberals, activists on the one side, and then like hardened fanatic Islamist killers on the other side. Who's going to win in that battle? Iranian people realize how that's going to turn out. So what are they going to put? Go out into the streets with their banners?
President Trump has said he envisages a future in which Iranians bury their differences with the security forces of the current regime, just 2 months after thousands of people were shot to death in cold blood during anti-regime demonstrations. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Here's the main news again. Iran has named Mujtaba Khamenei as its new supreme leader, replacing his father, who was killed in the first wave of US and Israeli strikes. The price of crude oil has surged above $110 a barrel as the Middle East conflict continues. Higher oil prices have triggered a slump in Asian stocks. India's parliament reconvenes on Monday for the second phase of its budget session, with the conflict in Iran set to dominate proceedings. And that is the latest feature story news, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM, comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Infiltration and Radio Big always makes the mix of the things that that we need to talk about. No doubt about that. So anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour. Take a listen to this. No, seriously, take a listen to it.
Daylight saving time is on. We missed a little shut-eye last night, but we gained an hour to complain about it.
So there you go, an extra hour to complain today while you're at work doing all the fun stuff that we get to do, no doubt about that. So here you go, some things to talk about as we are going through the whole stuff. So you are aware, as we go through the whole plethora of things, that we get this weird stuff to talk about from time to time in regards to what's going on with AI. So, are you tired of scrolling through TikTok and wondering if a video is real or AI? Well, on NBC's Today, Nico Perringer, an AI expert, gave some tips on how to spot an AI-generated video. Take a listen to this.
That's the very first thing that I look at. Like, when I'm trying to tell if a video is fake or if it's real, I immediately look at how long is it. If it's 10 to 15 seconds long, it's a great indication that it's not
Why
a
is
legitimate
that?
Video. Well, making AI videos takes a ton of computing resources. So it's already using some of the most powerful computers we have available just to get 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. So to get beyond that right now is a little bit beyond the capabilities of just the machines that we have.
When you're doing something AI, what kind of problems do people generating AI have with the details?
Oh, man. I mean, the details are tough. Yeah. There's a lot of little things to look at. One thing I love watching is just picking people out in the background and following through the shot. And you'll see them do things that don't make any sense. They'll walk into traffic, they'll walk the wrong way. You know, for this example here, you know, you can look at some of the details here. That the text is a great thing to look at.
What are you looking at?
So, for example, there's a little sign that says tax.
Oh, tax.
On the taxi.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it becomes far.
So these are all the telltale signs, just in case if you're wondering what to look for. He has some more to discuss, so take a listen.
Yeah, so it's this, those little bits of text are great to look at, but also like watching people. Like there's that guy walking up who looks like a police officer for a minute, and then he just like shows up in the shot.
What about the architectural nonsense? What is that?
Yeah. Oh, the architectural, it's like, it's very dreamlike sometimes. Like you'll see a door like opening to like a wall of nothing, or like windows that are right in front of like a concrete wall. Things that just don't make sense. It's just, you know, it's the appearance of reality, but it isn't reality. And when you look at the background, you'll see those details start to fall apart.
Just on another topic, like there's a lot going on around the world. There are a lot of videos out there that are showing bombings in places, and people don't know. Yeah. Like they're asking, was that real? Did that happen? Mm-hmm. How do you know which one of those are real or not real?
Well, once again, the first thing I turn to is video length. Like, is this a 10 to 15 second long video? If it is, be doubtful. But if it's like a 30 second long unbroken shot, you're probably dealing with the real thing. But another thing to look at is,
well, can you say that not knowing if technology has improved since the last time you watched something? I mean, I don't know. I'm not an AI expert. Shit, I'm not an expert of anything. If let's just be real. Let's continue.
Is the quality of the video. Because all these, you know, these AIs are effectively trained on these videos, and it's a statistical like amalgamation of what you see.
Okay.
You don't get things like bad compression and noise and things that aren't framed correctly, where you would get that if somebody grabbed a video off their phone and uploaded it 20 times before it got to you. You get all that like degradation of the image. You don't really get that with AI video.
Looks too perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Too good to be true. The subject also in a lot of these videos is perfectly centered.
Yeah,
that's that's a giveaway.
Yeah, you're never going to get like bad framing. Like
right there.
Yeah, for this example here. Like,
by the way, right in front of 30 Rock. So.
Yes, it looks super real at first, but then...
How do you know it's not again?
Well, the camera's barely shaking. It's a handheld camera. Yeah. It's like this really smooth Steadicam shot. She is perfectly in the center of the shot. You know, then you can start to look at the details, the flags. Like, what countries are those flags for? You know?
I mean, you're really good. Most people sit at home right now.
Like that's
This is why we're all in trouble.
Okay, so there you go. There's some telltale signs if you need some help on trying to figure out what the hell's real and what's fake when it comes to the AI stuff. That's for sure. I don't know. What do you think about this whole thing? I mean, I will tell you, I'm amazed on the amount of people that, number one, the moment you send them anything, the first fucking thing that they tell you is, it's AI. No, it's not. Everything in the world's not fucking AI these days. That's number one. Number two, it's like, why do people get so confused about everything that's going on? So everything is artificial intelligence. I have a fucking friend that every time that you send them anything, that's all they say. So every time that they ask me that, I'm like, yeah, it's AI. That's easier. It's easier than to put up with the bullshit. I just don't understand. It's like, are you so confused in the world that you're not even sure what exactly is going on? I am not sure. Anyways, with that being said, let's get into some serious business because, you know, it gets serious right around here from time to time. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Americans should brace for long-term pain at the pump, even with oil prices jumping, appearing on the State of the Union with Jack Tapper. Wright said that even the worst-case scenario, higher gas prices could last weeks, not months. The comments come as crude oil prices spike more than 35% in a week to over $90 a barrel, and U.S. gas prices climb 14%. Some analysts say that warning the prices could approach $5 a gallon.
Look, you never know exactly the time frame of this, but in the worst case, this is a week's. This is not a month's thing. This is Iran has continued to build up their capabilities, first a massive expansion of their missile program, so that they can shield the completion of their nuclear program.
Okay, so there you go. He's saying weeks, not months. Now, I remember not so long ago, the government said something along the lines of that we would only be, be doing isolation for 2 weeks. And then I remember us not being able to do anything for about 2 years or 4 years, depending on where you were located. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there as we are talking. So take a listen to this. Police in Phoenix discovered the body of an unidentified woman along a canal, briefly raising speculation that it might be connected to the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Officers responded to a call on Friday about an unresponsive adult woman near the canal and pronounced her dead at the scene. The discovery happened more than 100 miles away from Tucson, where the 84-year-old Guthrie vanished in early February. I thought it was late March or late January, but what do I know? Authorities say that there is currently no indications the cases are linked, and the Pima Police or County Sheriff's Department said that it has not been notified of any connections between the body found in Phoenix and the missing person investigations. So there you go. What do you think? What do you think there about that one?
Duh.
Okay, take a listen to this one. Oil prices just hit big, round the painful numbers again. Crude future surged over $100 per barrel yesterday, making it the first time prices have crossed that level since 2022 after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The spike comes a little over a week into the Iran-Israel war, with Iran threatening tankers moving through certain sections, launching attacks on refineries in nearby countries. The narrow waterway handles about 20% of the world's oil supply. And so, let's see, any threat that there makes the markets jumpy and fast. Gulf of Arab countries have also begun cutting production because if ships can't safely move through the strait, the oil has nowhere to go. Prices have already jumped past $90 a barrel on Friday and a quick climb past 100 marks, the largest weekly surge since the 1980s. The kind of spike that tends to make drivers everywhere brace for coming next at the pump. So there you go. What do you think? No, like seriously, this is going to be one of those things. I will tell you, and I don't, maybe it was AI. There was a picture generated yesterday that price points in California were hitting $8 at the pump in certain sections. Showed mostly like the LA area. I don't know how true it is. I had seen a few pictures online. If they were bullshit, I would not know. I'm just telling you the pictures that are posted. I always think it's interesting on when it comes to the price of, if you're starting to look now at the price of energy, the price of oil, the price of these things that, you know, kind of make the world move and having some of these issues. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, hey, solar power farms are the way that you need to go. You need to have a battery-powered cars and all that kind of fun stuff. But, you know, there has been conversations about that stuff over the years. So you have to look at it and go, is it something worth investing into? Because you never know. You never know on how some of these things are going to go. Okay, so take a listen to this. The Pentagon says that another U.S. service member has died from injuries suffered during the growing conflict between United States, Israel, and Iran. According to the United States Central Command, the soldier had been critically wounded during an Iranian attack on the American troops in Saudi Arabia on March the 1st and died Saturday night. The military is withholding the name until the family members are notified. That brings the total number of U.S. service members killed in the week of Operation Epic Fury to 7. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on still as we are talking. Let's talk about this. This is not something we normally talk about here, but it was forwarded. So, hey, we're doing it. So let's talk about it. Patrick Mahomes may be recovering from ACL, torn ACL much faster than expected. The Kansas City Chiefs star injured his knee on December the 14th and had surgery the next day to repair an ACL and an LCL. Early projections suggest that he might miss a big chunk of the season of 2026, but Jay Glazer now says that Mahomes is way ahead of schedule and could even be ready to start of the season. According to Glazer, Mahomes began rehab just days after the surgery and already had his knee bending to 90 degrees almost immediately, crediting the quarterback pain tolerance, work ethic, and the fact that the surgery happened before major swelling is set. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. It'll be interesting to see if you are a big football fan to see what exactly happens there in regards to what is going on. So just so you know. Just so you know. Okay, so let's start talking about some other things here because that's kind of what we do. We kind of talk a little bit about everything that is going on. So a violent and bizarre chain of events in Downey, California has led to a massive lawsuit after a man was stabbed while charging his car and the ambulance sent to him to save it. save him was stolen. A 60-year-old Renato LaFrance was charging his Tesla outside a Downey City library on September of 2025 when police say that he got into an argument with a 23-year-old Giovanni Navarro, who allegedly stabbed him in the parking lot. Navarro fled towards Downey High School but was later arrested. While paramedics were trying to treat LaFrance, authorities say that another transient man, Nicholas DeMarco, jumped into the ambulance and drove off, leading police on a chase. Before crashing into and being arrested, LaFrance died at the scene. His family has now filed a $40 million claim against the city of Downey, arguing that the delay in medical transport cost his life. Their attorneys say that the city already knew the Civic Center and library area had serious crime problems, citing 675 police calls there between 2022 and 2025, including assault, robbery, and drug crimes. Navarro had been arrested for transporting in the same area less than 24 hours before the stabbing. The case also drew reaction from Elon Musk, who responded online with simple "Wow" after a post described the incident as an example of the rising crime in Los Angeles County. LaFrance had recently retired from UCI Medical Center, where he worked as a medical lab and helped train young doctors. Family members of the Cuban-born grandfather loved motorcycles, scuba diving, and spending time with his grandson, and had been preparing to hike Mount Whitney with his son. His family is seeking $35 million in general damages and $5 million for financial losses and expenses, saying that he died within the reach of help that could have been there. So there you go. Some interesting stuff. No doubt about that. What a weird time, right? Like when you start thinking about it, how things have changed in LA County. And I'm not picking on LA County here. I'm just telling you the news story and how things have seemed to change in that general area as we are talking. So there you go. Some things to think about. That is for sure.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so take a listen to this real quick, because this one's interesting. Lightning struck at the same household twice for Ohio couple. A woman from Pickawawa County hit $5 million prize on the Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket just a few years after her husband won $1 million from another lottery game. She brought the ultimate $5 million tickets at Kroger at Lancaster Pike in Circleville. At first she thought that she had won $20,000, and then when she scanned it, it showed $200,000, but after finishing scratching it at home, she realized that she had actually hit the top prize, $200,000 a year for 25 years, totaling $5 million. She says that the windfall means that the retirement is now on the table. Her plans include staying overnight at a Christmas story house, taking a Florida trip to swim with manatees, and going back to college, spoiling her dog, and investing the rest. So there you go. Hold on. So there was a husband reference over here, and then when they talked about her plans, there was no plans with the husbands. Does this mean that they're no longer together? It's just a question. Yeah, I mean, I know things change, but that's kind of an interesting one as we are talking. What do you think real quick? So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. A 28-year-old mother died after falling from a giant slide at a tourist attraction in Entre Flores, Colombia. Reports say that Yuris Cristal Camila Garcia Manrique was sitting on a tire and wearing a helmet when she began riding down the slide. Video shows her asking the attendant if someone could be waiting at the bottom before starting the ride. As she picked up speed, she reportedly fell off the slide near the bend and dropped about 15 feet to the ground, suffering severe head, chest, and abdominal injuries. She died while being transported to Ramos Mejía University Hospital. The park said that it activated emergency protocols and is cooperating with authorities, while local officials have opened an investigation into the incident. Manrique is survived by a four-year-old daughter. So let me understand this ride here, because I'm kind of confused. You go in a tire and you wear a helmet. How are you in this tire? I mean, I think I would need to see the video to have a better understanding. So like, are you circling in the tire, and how the hell do you fall out of the tire is the other question. Because here's the thing. You know, when you go to certain places, you have to look around and make sure that, you know, it is within the timeline, not the timeline. Let me phrase that properly. It is within the construct of exactly how you want the work to be framed, because it's going to get weird if you're doing a ride and it doesn't make any sense. And if you're in another country, I'm not saying they're going to have the same standards or have lower or higher standards, but you might want to look at the standards on how they do their protocols before you start doing stuff. You know, we do talk about something called
work imagined as work performed.
Which category did that fall into? Maybe that's going to be the true question to talk about as we are moving forward with that. Let's continue here. It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so regardless of what you're doing right now, I want you to look up right now. If you're standing on a warehouse floor or walking down the aisle of a distribution center or turning a wrench in a manufacturing plant, I want you to look up at the ceiling. And you see it? Don't you? The little smoke glass dome, the blinking green light, you know, the camera. You know, the camera. But it's not just the camera anymore, is it? It's not just recording video to a hard drive in the basement gathering dust until somebody steals the forklift, nor corporate just upgraded the system. They bought in the consultants, the guys in the quarter zipped sweater who have never worn a pair of steel boot toes, you know, steel toed boots, better saying, in their entire lives. And they sold you the executives on the newest, sexiest buzzword in the industry. An AI powered predictive safety analyst. Sounds expensive, sounds futuristic, and sounds like they give a damn. Let's tear the mask off completely off of this thing, and let's talk about what that little black dome is actually doing and what it's actually doing to the human beings bleeding on the floor. It is the silicon snitch. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. And it represents the absolute death of context. And here's how the system is sold to the C-suite. The vendor tells them, look, you have thousands of employees. Your safety manager can't be everywhere at once. Our artificial intelligence will monitor the floor 24/7. It will detect ergonomic risks, PPE violations, and proximity hazards in real time. It will proactively stop accidents before they happen. The spreadsheet mafia is up on the top floor and it's salivating. They write a massive check because what they hear isn't, we're going to protect our workers. What they hear is, we can finally outsource leadership to a microchip. That's really what it is. Now, let's go down that friction point and let's talk about a guy named, let's call him Marcus. Marcus works in an outbound loading dock. It is July. It's about 106 degrees inside of the trailer because, you know, ventilation systems have been busted since March. And corporate says, well, capital expenditure for a new AC unit isn't in the budget until Q4. The air is thick, dusty, and suffocating. Marcus is on hour 11 of a mandatory 14-hour forced overtime shift because supply chain is completely fractured and they have chronically understaffed. Marcus is sweating so hard that his protective safety glasses keep fogging up. Not just a little fog. Opaque, blind type of fog. You know, that's how blinding it is inside of these glasses. He's carrying about a 60-pound box backwards out of the trailer, and he knows a forklift is operating in the adjacent lane. He can't see the damn thing through the fogged plastic. So, for exactly 3.5 seconds, Marcus pulls his safety glasses down to tip to his nose to clear his vision so he doesn't back into the 9,000-pound piece of moving machinery, and click, here we go. Up in the ceiling, the algorithm wakes up. It doesn't see the human being trying to survive a hostile environment. It doesn't feel the 106 degree heat. It doesn't know about the mandatory overtime, and it doesn't understand the broken AC. The algorithm is binary. It speaks in ones and zeros. Safety glasses on eyes, one. Safety glasses on nose, zero. Violation, Instantly, the digital snapshot of Marcus' face is captured, boxed in bright red square, and sent to the floor manager's tablet. The next morning, Marcus gets pulled into the sterile office. He is handed a piece of paper and a written warning for critical PPE defiance. Seriously. Marcus tries to explain, I couldn't see. The trailer is a sauna. I was trying not to get hit by the forklift. And what does the manager say? The manager says, just shrugs to the point and says, at the iPad, and delivers the most cowardly line in modern corporate history. Hey, man, it's the computer. The system flagged you. It's out of my hands. I have to write you up. Let's call this exactly what it is. This is not safety. This is liability laundering. The construct has built a machine that is meticulously designed to ignore systemic corporate failures and ruthlessly punish workers' adaptation. The algorithm cannot write up the plant manager for failing to fix the ventilation. The algorithm cannot flag the VP of operations for setting an impossible production quota that forces people to rush. The algorithm is weaponized exclusively downwards. No, seriously, downwards. It is a digital whip designed to generate a massive, undeniable paper trail proving that every single hazard in the facility is the fault of, guess who? The worker. And think about the sheer, undeniable social path of the system. No, think about it. When Marcus inevitably collapses from Heathrow next week and he blows out his L4 vertebrae because he's physically exhausted, corporate isn't going to look at the broken AC. They aren't going to look at the forced overtime. They are going to pull the file, drop it on the desk of the workers' comp attorney and say, look at this data. Marcus has 14 AI detected behavioral deviations this month. He is a non-compliant worker, claim denied, and they are using a machine to strip away the multidimensional, gritty reality of human labor, reducing your survival tactics to a spreadsheet of infractions. Think about it for a moment. This is Taylorism on steroids. It is the absolute peak of bureaucratic cowardness, if you can call it that. Let's continue. If you are a safety professional and you are relying on a camera to tell you what is wrong with your culture, you are already lost the war. You cannot lead through a lens. You cannot build trust with automated emails. Safety is not binary. Safety is messy. It is loud. It requires empathy. It requires context, and it requires you to stand face-to-face with people who are absorbing the physical risk of your business model. When you hide behind an algorithm, you are telling your workforce that they are not humans operating flawed systems. They are just broken cogs in the perfect machine. And when human beings realize that the system is rigged to surveil them, trap them, and blame them, they stop caring. They stop reporting. As a matter of fact, they stop trying. The culture rots from the inside out. The next time a vendor tries to sell you on an AI camera system, ask them if the algorithm can detect toxic managers. Ask them if the lens can spot ridiculous production schedules. Because if it can't, it's not managing risk. It's just managing the blame. Unplug the damn camera, get out of the office, and walk onto the floor. Feel the heat, wipe the sweat off your own eyes, and start talking to the people that are out there, because that's going to be important. The truth isn't in the cloud. It's bleeding on the concrete floor.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
Take a minute and hear this sound.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. A lot of stuff going on. Anyways, you are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. And this song right here that's playing, this is Joe Wabi. The song's called Bushmaster. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Pandora. Pandora. No doubt it. No doubt about it. So there you go. You know that it's hitting up like club time here at this point as we are talking. No doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. That is for sure. Go there, TWLOHA.com. It can change a lot of things for you depending on how exactly you want to take a look at it. And you might say, hey, that information's not for me. It could be for somebody else, someone you know. You never know these things. That's always the interesting part about the whole thing. Okay, let's talk about it because we are just days away now. Days away about this thing coming to life. No doubt about that one. Anyways, we got this event coming up. Conklin Workshop taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're going to be doing a workshop related to an incident that happened at Redonda Vite. She's going to talk about her firsthand experience and what exactly happened at the event. And then from that particular point, we'll actually do an investigation and understanding on how to work the event itself. We'll be using some of the technology that has been created by some of the stuff that Brent Sutton has done. We'll have Ann Liren then talking about it from a medical standpoint in regards to some of the stuff that she's seen. And Todd Conklin will be heading the whole thing out in regards of giving you the lens of human performance on how some stuff should be done. So there you go. Some things always going on inside of the world of the multiverse because that's the way that it seems. So there you go. You can be there. If you see the QR code on the screen, you can scan that. Or if not, you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events. Once you get there, everything will open up for you in regards of what is going on there. That's happening March 31st through April the 1st. Would love to see you there. No doubt about that. Also, if you want to hang out in Orlando in July, we have that coming up. July the 13th. We got some time, a little bit of time for that one. We're calling this one Reality Shift. It's an observational symposium. Would love to see you there. Nick Weatherly will be there talking about behavior-based safety. Todd Conklin will be there talking about human and organizational performance. And of course, yours truly will be there talking about Signal Trilogy. Would love to see you talking about some different aspects of what's going on. Besides that, we'll be there all together going through the whole aspect. We'll be doing this one at a movie theater. Yes, a movie theater. Just to do something slightly different. Would love for you to come down, hang out, and take a look around and see what the hell exactly is going on as we are doing this. This is a one-day event, July the 13th. We did choose a Monday. That way people can hang out in Orlando if they want to over the weekend. So that should be actually some fun stuff. So there you go. So that's happening. All you have to do for that one is scan the QR code that's on the screen or go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says, you ready for this? Live events. So there you go. That will take you there as well. So that is it. So let's do this. It is 50 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and bring some John Small into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Courtesy of JaysCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Aaron. Simon Sinek said, "A movement starts with a clear vision of a world different than the one we live in today." And another of his quotes shared says, "Regardless of technology or the speed of innovation, people are still people, and all the rules of humanity still apply." I love these quotes, and I chose to put them together because I feel like they kind of belong together. In a world where AI has become very visible, I think we could absolutely call that a movement. But I also think that we can agree that even though this technology can do things, we might want to think twice before we let it do everything. I think the rules of humanity need to be hard and fast. It's easy to let computers take over, but we need to be careful. I can think of a few dozen movies that warned us about this. Most of them end the same way, and it was not great for humans. The Motivation Minute. This has been the Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Safety Show.
It's going to be isolated. You won't choose it.
Israeli strikes have devastated Lebanon, killing nearly 400 people, while massive flames erupt from Tehran's oil refineries after targeted attacks amid the escalating Middle East conflict.
Lebanese officials report the deaths from a series of Israeli operations, including a raid on a village that left 41 dead and 40 wounded. Iranian residents describe night turning to day as huge fires rage from the refinery hits. The U.S. urges people in Iran to stay indoors as tensions boil over. Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Trump signals plans to ramp up attacks on Iran as the nation vows more retaliatory strikes, marking day 8 of intense Middle East fighting.
Explosions rocked Tehran late Saturday, with Trump warning of further escalation over the weekend. Iran hit oil sites in neighbor countries like the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Ground troops into Iran remain an option, per advisor Levitt. Liam White reporting.
An explosion rocked the U.S. Embassy in Oslo early Sunday, prompting a big police response, though no one was hurt and damage stayed minor.
Norwegian police rushed large forces to the site around 1 a.m. local time after blast reports. Investigators call it minor, with no injuries reported. The cause remains under probe as officials secure the area. Gary Beck reporting.
U.S. gas prices jumped 9 cents a gallon to $3.41, the highest since August 2024, fueled by the Iran conflict and Strait of Hormuz blockade.
The spike marks the biggest weekly rise in years, tied to Iran strikes on regional oil infrastructure. West Texas crude soared 12% Friday to $90 a barrel. More hikes loom as global supply fears grow. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Body cam video contradicts ICE claims in the fatal shooting of U.S. citizen Ruben Ray Martinez during a Texas traffic stop last year.
The Department of Homeland Security waited nearly a year to admit an agent fired the shot. Footage shows the March 2025 incident in South Padre Island where 23-year-old Martinez died. Federal officials had said he accelerated and ran over an agent. Kyle Norris reporting.
A triple murder suspect in Utah got nabbed in Colorado after a manhunt, with investigators tracking him via a victim's car across state lines.
Utah officials found three women's bodies during the probe into 22-year-old Ivan Miller from Iowa. He faces first-degree aggravated murder charges after arrest without incident. No known ties link him to the victims yet. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Austin police released 911 calls and chaotic video from a deadly mass shooting that killed three and wounded over a dozen early on a recent morning.
Officers arrived in under a minute and exchanged fire with suspect ND Diagne, ending the attack. Brave bystanders helped guide more cops to his spot. Authorities probe possible terrorism links to U.S. and Israeli actions in Iran. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio. Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1964, the first Ford Mustang is produced. In 1981, Dan Rather becomes primary anchor on CBS TV. And in 1993, Rodney King, court says that he thinks that he heard cops yell racial slurs. That happened back in the dates that we are talking about. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays that are going on today, because that's kind of part of the gig of the stuff that we do, no doubt about that. So let's start talking right away. Let's see. Joyce Van Patten turns 92. Charles Gibson turns 83. Linda Florentino turns 66. Chingy turns 46. And Bow Wow, yeah, the rapper, if you remember that, I think we went by Little Bow Wow back in the day. Yeah, he turns 39 today. So definitely some things to talk about, no doubt about that. What else do we got? Let's talk about some things you ought to know, because that's always important. After 25 years of headlining at the MGM Grand, legendary illusionist David Copperfield is packing up his magic tricks and leaving the building. The casino confirmed that his long-run Las Vegas residency is coming to an end. The timing is raising eyebrows because Copperfield named recently popped up in a newly unsealed court document connected to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. No official explanation yet of MGM is about the curtain is coming down, and the hotel hasn't responded to any questions. After 25 years in Vegas, David Copperfield finally made the MGM contract disappear. I don't know if that's funny or not, so there you go. Okay, Donald Trump says that Iran, not the United States, was responsible for the deadly airstrike that hit an all-girls school early at the conflict. Speaking to reporters abroad at Air Force One, the president said that the U.S. force had nothing to do with him in February 28th bombing in Iran, which killed 175 people, mostly children ages 7 to 12, and school staff. Trump said that based on what he had seen, Iran carried out the attack itself. When asked about the claim, Pete Hegseth said that the situation is still under investigation, but added that Iran has a history of targeting civilians. Trump then reiterated his accusation again blaming Iran for the strike. So there you go. Don't forget to do a lot of time checks today. Daylight saving times began at 2 a.m. yesterday morning, so make sure that you have sprung forward the hour if you have not done that. Also, Ryan Blaney won yesterday Straight Talk Wireless 500 race in Phoenix at the raceway, so there you go. Also, Donald Trump says that he won't sign any new legislation until the Senate passes the SAVE Act. On Truth Social, he said that the bill supersedes everything else and must be passed immediately. Trump also said that he wants the Senate version expanded to include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements, limits on mail-in ballots except for certain cases like military services or illness, or provision addressing transgender participation in women's sports and medical procedures for minors. A House passed the version of the bill does not include some of the provisions. Trump post came after conservative activist Scott Presler urged senators on Fox and Friends to push for legislation forward. The House passed their version to SAVE Act on February 11th of 2026 by 218 to 213 votes. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. I'll be there talking about the world of music and entertainment. If not, you can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus on Safety FM, as he will talk about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, if I give you some words of wisdom, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference. From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.